Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, October the 23rd. We've got one guest today, and that is Annette Moore. She's a lady who is very, very passionate about the subject. And Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. And when I say passionate, I mean passionate. You care with all of your heart and soul.
Well, me along with a great crew of volunteers who give a great amount of time and effort to this.
And we've mentioned this before, but I think many people listening to us do not realize that human trafficking does take place in Central Missouri.
Yes.
You know, they say, no, not in Central Missouri, but it does. And it doesn't have to be just in Columbia, Missouri. It can be in small towns,
rural
also.
Towns and big cities. It really does not have a singular place. It can exist in our neighborhood, in somebody's home, in restaurants, whether it's in a small rural town, the travel industry, hotel, motel industry.
Does our closeness to the interstate also make it a better possibility?
Anywhere along our highways and byways where there are truck stops, because actually truck stops are a place where a lot of trafficking of young girls and women and boys and men takes place, but mostly women and girls. So I know we have a mindset that there's stuff going on that we look the other way, but many of these people, young girls and women in particular, are under somebody's control, and that's what human trafficking is human beings who are being used and exploited, controlled by someone else, a trafficker, being exploited by people who are buying their services or you know, buying them for sex. And they're under somebody else's control and can't get away or can't get out of the situation. And there's labor trafficking. So labor trafficking in our restaurants, maybe in the kitchen washing dishes, maybe working the motels, cleaning our rooms, maybe a construction crews. And then in sex trafficking, it could be, you know, somebody, a pimp who's got minors who under the age of 18.
Now, do you go and talk to kids in school, right?
We do.
Mainly in high school?
We've talked to both middle school and high schoolers, and really,
so when you go to a middle school or you go to a high school, what kind of reception do you get from the kids? Are they surprised?
Well, when you talk about exactly what happens, because kids have learned about slavery of people, descendants from Africa, so they understand that. One of the groups I talked to had just read a book about a slave and worked in a cotton field, and the teacher wanted them to understand that slavery takes on a modern form of human trafficking. And so they could relate to that. It was helpful that they'd read this book, so we made some comparisons back and forth of not having that freedom and not having that dignity and not being treated as a human being. And also kids are hearing a lot about bullying, and that ties into understanding that kids who are isolated, kids who are treated differently and don't have a social connection or a network of friends, people who care about them, they're very much at risk. And so we tell them to watch out for the other kids around you and be aware that when you bully or when you keep your distance and reject someone, then they're at risk for having great harm done to them. It's not just a fun and games, I'm going to tease you kind of thing. And also we tell them that they're at risk. You know, they need to know that they're at risk and to be aware that there are people who do this kind of crime, and to be wary, and just be on guard, to trust their instincts when something doesn't feel right.
And not to go with someone that they don't know. I mean, this is parents have been telling their kids that for many years.
But then they might be lured into something like at the mall. There could be little slips of paper that you can sign up to audition for modeling. and there'd be a kiosk in the middle of a mall, and you wouldn't think there's something dangerous about that, but you're signing your name, your email address, your phone number, how old you are, and then whoever is managing that has access to young people's names and addresses and can have them thinking that it's for modeling, but then they can get entrapped into
trafficking. We did a segment with a young lady that happened to.
That's right. That's right. She was with a modeling agency. Yes.
Right. And it happened to her, and she was sent overseas. She was held captive.
Yes.
So it's something that people need to think about. And you're always trying to get the word out. You're having an event to raise awareness and raise money.
Yes, to raise awareness about this crime, about this form of exploitation of human beings that we don't like to think exists today, but we're bringing awareness in a fun way. It's a fashion show. It's called Freedom by Fashion. We had it for a couple years in a row, and it was such a fun event. We wanted to bring it back, and so it's also bringing to this whole realm of discussion about human trafficking, fair trade, which is products and material and clothing, garments that are made by people who have fair wages and fair living conditions. So basically, we say slave-free products. So people modeling fair trade garments and clothing, people who want to create new designs by recycling, reusing already worn garments to make it something fun. Mm-hmm. People of all ages, models from the community. So it'll be a runway event.
This is going to be Sunday, November 3rd
at Parkade Center, 5:30 to 8:30. We'll have live music. We'll have food and beverage vendors. We'll have fair trade vendors, information tables related to human trafficking. It's a silent auction. We'll have probably something for everybody. Lots of folks contributing to the silent auction.
It's a fashion show, but it's also music.
Yes.
It's also an auction. It's also items that you can buy that are part of the fair trade group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are people asking for a donation for this?
We're asking for a donation of $25 for mm-hmm. admission. If you are a coalition member, and some folks out there are, if you're not, you can go online and become a member. It's $15 for members, and it's $15 for students also.
Okay. So mark your calendar, Sunday, November the 3rd, 5:30 to 8:30. So it's a three-hour event. At Parkade Center, where are you going to be in there?
When you walk in that open space there by the elevators, will be a stage put up.
So the fashion show will be going on there. If people want more information on your organization, Nanette,
want to give the website and also give the email. So the website is www.stophumantraffickingmo.com.
Okay.
If you have questions, want to email, or you want to volunteer or get involved, help@stophumantraffickingmo.com.
Okay.
And there's a toll-free number, 866-590-5959, and you can talk to me directly if you want.
Okay. Thank you, Nanette Warren.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure having you here. Tomorrow, Missouri Cures, and we're going to talk about the flu season. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Sifun Ayung. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. See you tomorrow.